Election officials are purging or removing people from the state's voter rolls in higher numbers these days. That's according to the nonprofit Brennan Center for Justice, which recently released a study on state voter purges. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more.
According to the report, this all started to pick up after a decision the U.S. Supreme Court made in 2013. Here's the late Gwen Ifill on the PBS NewsHour at the time.
It's considered one of the most important pieces of civil rights legislation ever passed. But by 5-4, the U.S. Supreme Court today took the teeth out of a law enacted nearly 50 years ago.
By teeth, she means the preclearance provision of the Voting Rights Act. That's a part of the law that required several states, including Texas, to get an okay from the federal government before it enacted new laws or changed election procedures, and even before officials took people out of the state's voter rolls. That's something states do every once in a while to remove people who died or committed a felony. But with that Supreme Court decision, Texas no longer had to get input from the feds. And so officials started purging people in higher numbers.
There's a there regarding the enfeebling of the preclearance provision.
That's Myrna Perez with the Brennan Center for Justice. Her group has been looking into state voter purges for at least a decade. They found that between 2012 and 2014, at least 360,000 more people were removed from Texas's voter rolls than were removed between 2008 and 2010. Perez says they looked into it and they found some trends.
One of them was that the sheer number of purges are increasing, and we looked at it, we considered changes in population, we considered increases in registration rates, and we still determined that more voters were being purged.
One thing that's changed lately is that voter purges have become more political. There's been a rise in conservative activist groups asking local officials to purge more people. And Brez says there are new tools being used in Texas, too. Some of them include cross-referencing with databases she says are problematic.
So a lot has stayed the same. A lot has gotten worse.
Beta says at the same time, more purges have taken place in Texas. There have been more people seeking provisional ballots. Those are used when voters show up at the polls but aren't listed on a voter roll for whatever reason. And Beta says that exact situation is why her group studies voter purges.
Many people are unable to find out that they've been purged until they get to the polls on election day. And we wanted to go rein in improper purge practices, stop bad purges, and let voters know that this is something that they need to be on top of.
The Brennan Center looked at state voter purges across the whole country. According to the report, changes were particularly notable in three states: Georgia, Texas, and Virginia. All three of those states were covered by the preclearance provision in the Voting Rights Act until the Supreme Court struck it down. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.